Lonely Boy Podcast, episode 31. On this episode, I talk about me not finding my Shutter password and me going on and on for 30 minutes about that. No, I'm just kidding. On this episode, I talk about other stuff. There's a lot of... I don't know if this is good advice, bad advice. Some things in there that's good, possibly. Some things in there that's probably bad. Anyway, listen to it. You might not understand what I'm saying. Because half the people that listen to me don't understand anything I'm talking about anyway. So, moving on along. You can download this podcast on all platforms. Apple, Spotify, Google. If you listen to Google Podcast, I don't know who's doing listening to that, but I'm here. So let's get into it. Hope you guys like this episode. Enjoy.
Fine. Recording. I didn't feel like doing a podcast today, man. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing to talk about. What do you want to talk about? What are we going to talk about? I don't know. What do you want to talk about? This is the Lonely Boy Podcast. It's episode 31. It's Lonely Boy Podcast with your host Kid Rainbows. Lonely Boy Podcast with your host Kid Rainbows.
Episode 31. We're here on Friday afternoon with myself and my thoughts. So, let's talk about stuff. You guys know the world's still hurting from a lot of things. And honestly, I don't see any solutions for any of these things. So, I guess we're going to keep hurting until we get those solutions. Whatever. What else going on? I don't know. Let's see. This week, nothing new happening with me. On this end, I haven't been working, and that's about it. I'm off today, so try to get some much needed rest for myself. That's what one thing I want to do this weekend. I've been working on some new music. Might put that out today. I don't know. We'll see. I got the something new. But I'm always working on music, so I guess it is not nothing new. For you guys to like your history, whatever. I was reading this article in the New York about
called Homecoming. It's written by Hilton L's Oz. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's basically talking about his life in the 60s by some guy got shot by a cop in the back of the head. And they protested it, like riots. Basically about people were fighting for civil rights, but it was in Brooklyn. It's a good article. I highly recommend it. I haven't been watching much TV. Caught the Joe Rogan. The Joe Rogan episode with Colin Noir, whatever his name is, the black gun dude. It's interesting. Interesting interview. I also caught the Angela Staten interview with The Breakfast Club. It's interesting. Another interesting interview. There's a lot of things going on. My mind seems like it's playing tricks on me. I mean, these interviews, a lot of stuff they were saying making a lot of sense. I don't know. I could agree with everything they were saying, but it's a lot of stuff I was agreeing with them saying, so. But I don't want to get into all that stuff right now. Let's make this a... Quicken. But it's a fun episode. Anybody going outside just doing things to reopening the beaches and pools and stuff? Me, I don't swim, so you probably won't see me out there. Is Six Flags open? I don't remember last time I went to Six Flags. I have no idea. I heard they opened up Disneyland. So, it's gonna be weird. I guess you gotta you have to book a day you want to go there. So they know you coming. I guess they do sanitize all the rides down and everything. I don't know, but they're going to work that out. But it's interesting times right now we're living in. Go to the yawning effect again. Like every time I record a podcast, I start yawning. I just put everybody to sleep. My voice. I don't know. My state of mind right now, I'm just lost. I don't know. What's going on with myself? I'm not really progressing as much as I thought I would be this year. It turned out to be a really, real, real shitty year for me. Probably for many of you guys, too. I just don't know.
How we gonna navigate through this storm? I'm trying my best to take it one day at a time. We'll see how that's gonna go. Well, recently seen Kanye West partner with The Gap, like a 5-year deal, I guess, because they're in high waters with their company, not making any money. I guess they're strapped for cash. I think that's a good thing, I guess. I don't know. I used to shop at The Gap, like, a long time ago. So I guess he'll have his clothing, the Yeezy line, supply with in their stores. So if you guys wear that stuff, it'll be there for you to get. What else did I see that was weird? I can't even think of anything right now. Some Will Ferrell movies on Netflix. Looks, they might be funny, I don't know. Lizzo is trending, so I'm gonna see what's going on with her. Probably nothing. Must have been a lot of fake news. Somebody's trending, it would be something stupid, or some kind of meme. Because they're talking about Lizzo being fat shamed because he's exercising. Which is not a bad thing. He's trying to get our health together, you stupid idiots. Oh, my God. Who cares about that? People are losing their minds, like, seriously. Is there a problem? Somebody trying to lose weight. Anyway, that's going on with that. White House holds first briefing nearly 2 months about the coronavirus. Well, you see where we have with that. That's probably why we got so many spikes. We don't care anymore. Trump holding rallies, people not wearing masks, people protesting not wearing masks. So, I don't know when we're gonna get back to being normal. I don't see it happen anytime soon. For a while. 2022, it's my estimate, I don't know. I don't see it. I was getting back in real time, in real life, normalcy. A lot of people just been, I'm an introvert. I really don't go anywhere anyway, so, and when I stay in there, it's nothing around. So I stay in the house majority of my time anyway. So I'm pretty much used to being like quarantined, whatever. But for most of you guys are losing in your minds. And some of you probably adapted and probably don't really care. Maybe it's helped you be creative. Maybe has you have found a new love for something, who knows? But a lot of you have gone mad, especially on social media. It's like people just trying to cancel everybody. People trying to get canceled. We're trying to cancel everybody. This is so annoying. This cancel culture is really confusing. Like, I'm pretty sure we've all done things in our past that we regret. And I mean, how would you like that to happen to you? You change your life for the better. And you're helping your community, paying your taxes, and you got a little following on the internet. Things is going looking good for you. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody pulls up an old tweet that just says something maybe racist or might be bad towards women, or bad towards men, and that's it. Your life is over with. So that's the new thing going on right now. It's really tricky. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what to say about this stuff. I don't know. And it's kind of one-sided. Like, we're canceling people. A lot of people just on the right. But we don't cancel. We do cancel celebrities. I'm gonna take that back. Yeah, man, a couple weeks ago we tried to cancel Ice Cube. How can you cancel Ice Cube? It's getting insane. I don't know. Just
think we should just be real careful what we're doing with that cancel culture stuff. I think it's time to do this cancel culture. You want to hold somebody accountable for something they did many years ago that they probably already apologized for. They turned their life around. I mean, be my guest. I don't. Go ahead with that. It's none of my business.
Okay.
We start doing like segments, podcasts. Somebody can write me a question. I just got a notification on my phone. Tiffany has missed being raped by a police cadet. Okay, that's wow. Rape is fucking.
How many years do people get jail for rape?
I think if you rape somebody, you should go to jail for the rest of your life. Like, seriously, you want to sexually assault somebody, you should go to jail for the rest of your life. You can be able to touch women or men, whatever, for forever.
That's my take on that. I don't know. Anyway,
that's what the notification said. I don't know if that happened probably, I guess, a long time ago. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess so. That was probably a long time ago. Wow, it's messed up. Okay, all right.
I did see a video. Because, you know, a lot of, they made their rule where you can't, the police can't put you in a chokehold anymore. Put a ban on that. And fucking cops are still doing that shit. And I seen a video where the two cops put a chokehold on a white kid. Yes, this was a white kid, not a black guy. Put a chokehold on him. For resisting arrest, he really didn't seem like he was resisting arrest of me. His father was telling cops, chill out. It was just, yeah, they went too far. I don't know. The two cops got suspended, I guess, with pay leave or something. I think maybe the family should sue. That was uncalled for. We definitely need to do some police reform where these cops need to be trained like the Navy SEALs. They need way more training than 9 weeks. That's not fucking enough. And they need to go under medical evaluation. Could we keep hiring these crazy people that just want a gun and bastards kill people? And that's insane. If you go intense training, medical evaluation,
Then we let you know if you should be a cop. It's simple. I also don't believe we should be giving all these police officers money to freaking have tanks and stuff. What do you need all that for? They're not even trained to do this shit. So why do we have that stuff? That's my take on that situation with police stuff. This is like, I don't know. I have an illness. I'm bipolar. I'm not gonna be a cop because my mood goes up and down on it. I'm gonna be happy. Sometimes I'll be manic and slow, and depressed, and angry. Like last night when I was at work, my anger was at an all-time high. I was just lashing out, going crazy in my job. And, sometimes I can get like that, but I don't think you should be a cop when you have that type of, like, fucking mind state. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you do, they can give you medicine or whatever. I don't know. You hear me? I don't take antidepressants anymore because it doesn't do nothing for me but make me a zombie. I probably wouldn't be doing anything. I wouldn't be doing music or doing this podcast. Just be staring at the ceiling off to La La Land. That's why, like, if anything, I'll just go see a therapist or a psychiatrist to talk. That, but yeah, it's not nothing to take lightly. Mental illness, so that's another problem with the, I think, with the police. They start doing mental evaluations for when they hire these cops. So, won't be no bad cops. Wow. So, I'm getting kind of sleepy now. So that's my take on that. Wow. It's been a long week for me. Gonna get some rest. Probably gonna finish watching. I've been watching one show. Schitt's Creek. I don't know how to say it. Schitt's Creek on Netflix. I'm on season 2. It's pretty good. Not that long episodes, like 20 minutes. Goes by fast. Probably try to watch a horror movie this weekend. I watched a Japanese movie. What's the name of that movie? I want to recommend this movie to you guys. It's on Shudder. Really good. It's called go to it right now. Hang on, guys, bear with me. Okay, what the hell is this? They logged me out. Why did they do that? I didn't do that, man. I don't like about streaming channels. Log yourself in. Next thing you know, they log you out. Like, what the hell are you doing? I gotta log back in. This is stupid. It takes so long to log back in. Lock me off again, but so I've been watching this. I try to watch Shutter like every week, a movie on my off day. That's like my little treat for myself when I'm off. This is like also a life, that's like a life hack. Reward yourself when you get like you get things done and you're doing your day. Like a movie, some ice cream, something, a guilty pleasure. But make sure you get your stuff done first. Seems pointless if you don't get nothing done, you just reward yourself with stuff you don't need to be doing. There's nothing wrong with watching movies, but not like every all day long.
And that's a problem.
I could easily be watching Netflix all day and be on social media ranting about bullshit. And I could be doing something to make myself better or let's see. Are we on the streets fucking around doing dumb shit? Which is something I left behind a long time ago. Password to my Shutter password. You hear somebody singing, that's my nephew, sound like premature Michael Jackson. I don't know. Well, I can't tell you guys the movie. Maybe on the next episode. Somebody's for like looking for this password and all this stuff. I can't really like, log me out. It's dumb. Maybe somebody in this house did it. I don't know. Okay. This is the end of this episode. Guys, trying to stay positive through all this madness and keep your head up. Like the great Tupac said, the late great Tupac, Shakur, keep your head up, be safe, be humble, show gratitude, and that's it. I don't know. Okay, you guys, we out. Hit the music. Peace.